You're listening to Arena. Emmigy is the musical moniker of Polish composer, arranger and producer Marcin Ciszon, whose debut album has just been released. Arriving in Ireland 10 years ago, Marcin was also one of the founders of the hugely prolific Diffusion Lab, a production house that has brought us artists such as Jafaris, Nilo, Sule and Mango and Mathman, to name just a few. We'll talk to Emmigy or Marcin in a few moments after Diffusion about Diffusion Lab. But let's start with his debut album, which is entitled My Journeys. Here's a track, one that features singer Hummingbird. This is Larimar. That was Emmigy featuring Hummingbird, and it's the lead single from his new album. The album is called My Journeys, and that song was Larimar. Emmigy, you're very welcome. I talked about Hummingbird there. They're a duo. Tell us about that song and the duo Hummingbird.
How you doing? This song is about the darkness and light, basically. You know, something like you don't know your light until you know your darkness. So like you need to know yourself in the way that, okay, you're not a great person, you're not too amazing, you know, you're basically human being, you know, with your flaws and all that, you know. And you know, you need to know this to kind of realize how good you are as well, you know. And yes, coming back to Hummingbird, I've approached them after I've composed that on the piano. I was like, listen, can you make this song better? Can we make something together, you know? And they were like, yeah, cool, let's try it. You know, we sat down in the studio and took us a day to just compose what we have there, you know, and record and finish.
Now, you've also, Emmigy, said that you'd hope that this album would help people feel closer to nature and to get involved in their communities and to remind listeners to look after their mental health.
Yes, thank you for saying that. That would be amazing.
Is that a passion of yours?
It's one of my passions, I guess. You know, I mean, we live in a world where we need to connect, where we need to have some circle around us. You know, we need to have a friends. You know, and I feel that's my experience. I feel we need to have a connection to nature, and I hope my music is going to help that. You know, taking on the jogs, take it when you meditate, you know, or even take it on your walks, you know. That's what I've done with other music. When I jogged, when I was going to my morning walks, I just, you know, put on the headphones and throw some nice music, basically. So I was like, okay, I could do that too. I could do that kind of thing to embrace that, you know, to make people listening to this sort of music, if they want to, obviously.
What definition would you put on your music, or what are the range of influences that you look at when you're composing?
I think one of the biggest influences was Peter Sandberg, a Swedish producer, composer. I think basically I kind of listened to a lot of cinematic music, soundtracks, you know, typical or less typical film scores. And that was quite a big inspiration, a part of actual like nature and walks. Because yes, I just love this kind of sound, and it feels really ambitious to me to do it. And I wanted to try. I actually wanted to try to do something like, okay, what did I not really try before? And what, well, I kind of tried, but I really failed on at, you know, and that was film scoring, basically. So I was like, okay, let me give it another go. And also my life experience has just, you know, kind of thrown me into that area.
Okay, so we can all be in our own movie, walking in nature, listening to that music.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Can we move on to your work with Diffusion Lab? I name some of the people there, Mango and Mathman, Jafaris, Nilo, Sule. What a wonderful stable you have. How did you get those talents together?
Well, you know, talent comes in, I guess. What happened was around 2015, Chris and Ivan met. And then at the same time, I came to Ireland for the second time, basically. There's a bigger story behind that. But yeah, and we kind of sat down together. Diffusion Lab was nearly set up, and we were like, okay, maybe we could try to do this together. And, you know, the talent was already asking, asking through the friends, like, do you know any producers maybe that kind of do this kind of, this sort of music, like rap or R&B? And you know, they were told by their friends that, yeah, we do it. So, and they come, they came, you know, and they stayed.
Right. Yeah. And do you have defined roles working with those artists like Jafaris and Nilo and Sule?
You know, it's kind of in evolving all the time. Like at the start, it was a bit of everything by everyone. Like, you know, it's a small company and all that. So like everybody has to do everything that we can. But nowadays it's more defined as, you know, Ivan is the most of the business person involved in artist management and company management. Chris is most of a producer, and I'm doing pretty much all engineering and mixing. That's kind of my choice as well, because I feel this is the most skills of mine, basically.
Well, let's listen to another piece of music. This one is called Unspoken, and it features a singer called Sandra Maria. Can you tell us a little bit about her and the song?
Sandra is actually my lovely girlfriend. Hi, Sandra, if you listen to this.
Hello, Sandra.
Basically, that song is about experience in our relationship, basically. So, we had a really, really beautiful emotional experience in the forest. And a couple of days later, we sat down and just wrote that song together. And we were still pretty emotional and pretty vulnerable.
That's Unspoken, and that was Sandra Maria. We know it's Imogee's girlfriend and co-singer there in the Irish-produced Polish composer Marcin Cishan, and his name is Imogee, and the album is called My Journey. That's all for tonight's show. The programme was researched by Paula Shields. Damien Chanels was on sound. Janice Furphy was the broadcast coordinator. Tonight's show was produced by Ola McGowan.